So did Oi of Midworld walk the body of Jake along a stretch of underground corridor that looked, to him at least, pretty much like all the rest. The only difference he could see was the three holes on either side, with big glass eyes looking out of them, eyes that made a low and constant humming sound. In his arms was something that looked like a bumbler with its eyes squeezed tightly shut. Had they been open, Jake might have recognized these things as projecting devices. More likely, he would not have seen them at all. Walking slowly, Oi knew they were gaining, but he also knew that walking slowly was better than falling down. Legs spread wide and shuffling along, holding Ake curled to his chest, just as Mrs. Mislaberski had held her purse on those icy days, he made his way past the glass eyes. The hum faded. Was it far enough? He hoped so. Walking like a human was simply too hard, too nerve-wracking. So was being close to all of Ake's thinking machinery. He felt an urge to turn and look at it, all those bright mirror surfaces, but didn't. To look might well bring on hypnosis, or something worse. He stopped.
Jake, look, see.
Jake tried to reply, okay, and barked instead. Pretty funny. He cautiously opened his eyes and saw tiled wall on both sides. There was grass, and tiny sprays of fern still growing out of it, true enough. But it was tile. It was corridor. He looked behind him and saw the clearing. The Triceratops had forgotten them. It was locked in a battle to the death with a Tyrannosorbit, a scene he recalled with complete clarity from the Lost Continent. The girl with the bodacious tatas had watched the battle from the safety of Cesar Romero's arms, and when the cartoon Tyrannosorbit had clamped its huge mouth over the Triceratops' face in a death bite, the girl had buried her own face against Cesar Romero's manly chest.